Judging by the email we received, the grammar used on NPR gets a lot of attention from our listeners. Commentator and middle school teacher Daniel Ferry is hoping his sixth graders will pay equal attention to the grammar of our sports broadcasting colleagues if one of them in particular heeds his call.
Terry raised his hand and said, "Jeff did really good on that introduction." I flinched. "Hey, he did well, Terry." Terry stared back with profound incomprehension. Now I admit, many of grammar's fine points do at times elude me. On occasion I have laid that particular verb askew and have regularly split infinitives into kindling. I know that our language is a living, changing thing, but still, to me, did good is a grammatical red flag. It is checks with stripes, fingernails on the blackboard, and soup being slurped from dirty fingers. Then Terry piped back. "That's what I said, Mr. Ferry. I said he did good." The grammar gauntlet was now lying at my feet. I had no choice but to pick up it. "Terry, good is an adjective. Did is a verb. You cannot use an adjective like good to modify a verb. You must use an adverb like well or nicely or wonderfully." Terry and the 27 other grammar pirates in the room looked back with their "Where is he from? Mars" looks. "Look, we studied this, guys. Don't you remember?" They looked at me blankly. "We did worksheets." "Everybody says did good." "Who says that?" "Well, my mom and dad say did good." "The guys on NASCAR said done good." And then Terry said, "Even Bob Costas says did good." And at that, the room went silent. "Look, guys, people judge you by the way you speak. When you say did good or done good, you sound like you don't know how to speak. It makes you sound, well, ignorant." The room went even more silent, if that is possible, grammatically, physically, or epistemologically. Then Terry stood up. "Are you trying to tell me that Bob Costas is ignorant?" Hanging over that question, like a pall of smoke from the grammar wars, were the real questions. Questions like, well, if you're so smart and he's so ignorant, how come he's on TV and millions of people are listening to him and you're in this little room and nobody is listening to you? Or how come he's making a gazillion dollars a year and wearing expensive suits while you're driving a rusted-out 10-year-old beater and wearing 15-years-ago fashion clearance bin teacher pants? Galileo, when forced by church orthodoxy to deny the sun's place at the center of our solar system and publicly agree that instead the earth sat unmoving at the center of all God's creation, as the church maintained, Galileo turned away and muttered under his breath, "But it still moves." And as the sixth-grade grammar vandals smiled their smug Philistine victory smiles, I muttered under my breath, "But it still is an adjective." Though these may be dark days for grammar, I will fear not. The truth, though battered, might still find a champion if he can be persuaded to heed my call. "Bob! Bob Costas, are you out there? Are you listening, Bob? Please, be a grammar role model for our nation's youth. Please, Mr. Costas." "Good is an adjective. Did is a verb. Repeat after me. He did well. It is good. Say the right thing, Bob. Our language lies trembling in your hands." Or does it lie there?
Commentator and teacher Daniel Ferry comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.